a Renault 40 horsepower, a Peugeot 201, a Citroën C4 or AC4. Three twin cylinder blocks, 7,563 cubic centimeters, six cylinder propeller, 2.5 meter chassis, solid axle suspensions, 1,122 cubic centimeters, four cylinders, 1,628 cubic centimeters, elliptical spring suspensions, worm and roller steering, sedans with captivating colors and deafening bursts of speed. They'd stay at Paul and Elise Boudin's Hôtel de la Côte d'Or with their chef Jean-Baptiste Monin, creator of the famous jambon à la crème. Or they'd go to a small inn where farmers lunched and they'd be able to choose other precious sauces. Hearty dishes to consider: pâté of duck, trout, gnocchi, stuffed chicken and spinach made with cream and then sour cream, and a delicious cake, and then pears, ad lib. A decent appetite, as eating no longer felt unbecoming. Anorexia as a form of melancholy, someone had murmured. Herr Freud. It happened too that, in the past, Leonard the Jew had sat by Virginia's side and had put a fork in her hand, and every now and again had asked her very quietly to eat. Every 5 minutes or so, she might automatically eat a spoonful. Near the massive Côte d'Or building, in the meantime, some characters with rifles ran around. Reckless hunters, closely followed by excited hounds. The country offered loud and incautious hunting expeditions. Birds and boars. Nearby, other buildings. The Hôtel de Ville, with its large clock, which followed the town's life. Tolls ringing with precision. The Tower of Auxois, rather bare but evocative in its rough and humble manufacture. The splendid roundness of the Tower of Saint-Tavannes and the Church of Saint-Andoche. Three aisles, a transept, and two square towers. Architectural rigour, in accordance with practices established by time and followed with archaic determination. Nothing changeable that could lead to oblique thoughts and to innovate graphic and artisanal writing. François Pompon, who had been born in Saulieu, gave off peculiar signs, though bizarrely innovative. According to his working rule, Japanese art was the best, the trend of a time. The vibrant realism of his sculptures earned him fame. Salon du Tom, 1922. Coq Dormant, for example.